bidding to pave. I'm Melissa Patrick. In preparation for paving season, the bids for the 0.25% sales tax highway project were held to close out March. Josh Galbraith, the deputy engineer for Holmes County, joined with the Holmes County commissioners at their final meeting in March to hold the bid opening for the yearly paving project. This paving project comes from the 0.25% sales tax that Holmes County residents have voted to have. This is the 10th year of paving roads and the final set of roads for the most recent voted on tax, so it will be on the ballot in November for the third time. Galbraith says that they had originally planned for this to be the year everything would be done for the first repaving, and they're already starting some roads on their second repaving since having the sales tax. There was one lone bid from Melway for the project, and Galbraith would share their bid.
Base bid for Melway is $2,586,342.55. Alternate one is $395,308. And alternate two is $641,280.15.
Galbraith would share which county roads would be in the base bid and each alternate.
The base bid includes County Road 53, 621, 292, 200, and 160. Comes out to about 19 and a half miles. Alternate one is just one portion of 77, and that's just under 2 miles. And alternate two is County Road 189, and that is just under 4.5 miles.
The engineer's estimate for the entire project would be $3.2 million. Commissioner Eric Strauss had questions about the paving, in which a representative from Melway, who was there for the bid opening, was able to answer.
So how thick is the pavement that you put on a resurfaced road? What?
Inch and a half.
Inch and a half. And then is that like so much a square foot, or how's that priced out typically?
By the cubic yard.
Cubic yard, okay. How much is it per cubic yard now? Just a ballpark.
I think on this we were $175 per cubic yard.
Galbraith would take the bid back to look over to prepare a recommendation for the commissioners. The following week at the Holmes County Commissioners meeting, Commissioner Dave Hall would share the recommendation from Galbraith.
Resolution accepting the bid award for the 2026 quarter percent sales tax on county roads. This is a recommendation from Josh Galbraith to the board to award the Melway Paving Inc. an amount of $2,586,342.55 for a base bid, and then the $641,280.15 for alternate two.
Commissioner Miller praised the road paving program.
This is a program that has worked very, very well. The 2% or the quarter percent that we put on, we've got the best. And it goes in a line item that's got to be used to fix roads, not to buy equipment or pay labor. And we've got the best roads in best county roads in the state of Ohio, I believe. So,
very well done program.
And if people vote for it, and they if people say they get something for their money, they vote for it.
That's so true.
Commissioner Hall added that it's more than residents paying for the roads.
Getting good roads, and a lot of the tourists are paying for them too.
Right.
They're using them. So that's a benefit. The tourism dollars go back into those county roads.
The commissioners would all approve the recommendation for the base bid and alternate two from Galbraith. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 4 incidents, and these 4 arrests. Cheyenne Lynn Cochran of Brinkhaven, who is arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. Devin James Leak of Alliance, who is arrested and charged with criminal trespass. April Sheree Sims of Cleveland, who is arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. And Alexis Marie Stump of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with endangering children. The Ohio Turnpike is now aggressively going after unpaid commercial vehicle tolls. The Ohio Turnpike has flagged more than 300 commercial trucking companies that owe thousands of dollars in unpaid tolls. The Turnpike and Infrastructure Commission says 315 companies owe at least $5,000, totaling nearly $5.2 million since April of 2024. Of those, 42 companies have vehicles registered here in Ohio. The commission says all of these companies have now been sent to collections. Ohio State University says its recently resigned president violated school policy by attempting to help a woman with whom he had a close personal relationship get a job at the school, help with their podcast, and other access to school resources. The report released yesterday comes after the investigation was requested by the Ohio State's trustees following the abrupt resignation of Walter Ted Carter Jr. as school president. That followed revelations about what the school called an inappropriate relationship with the woman. In a statement, John Zeger, Ohio State's board chair, said the investigation's findings were deeply disappointing. A judge has rescheduled a hearing in which she is expected to sentence OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to forfeit $225 million to the U.S. government. U.S. District Judge Madeline Cox Arelo had scheduled the proceeding yesterday by video conference only, but after seeing protesters outside her Newark, New Jersey courthouse, she said she decided it would be best held with the option for victims of the opioid crisis to appear in person. The hearing is now scheduled for next Tuesday. When it happens, the criminal sentence will mark a major step toward the company finalizing a settlement of nearly all of the thousands of lawsuits it faces. A new $1 billion proposed detention center in Garfield Heights is generating debate between the council and the prosecutor in Cuyahoga County. New developments in the ongoing clash over Cuyahoga County's multi-billion dollar jail project, County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley is asking the Ohio Auditor to investigate whether payments for the project violate state law. He alleges the county moved forward with construction without approval from the local judicial and law enforcement officials. County leaders are pushing back, accusing O'Malley of trying to delay the project. Cuyahoga County Council is set to revisit the plan next week. Police in Northwest Ohio are investigating after a body was discovered in the framework of a bridge on the Ohio Turnpike. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says a bridge inspector found the body while conducting an inspection just west of the State Route 2 interchange in Swanton Township on Monday. OSHP troopers were assisted at the scene by the Ohio Turnpike and Infrastructure Commission, the Springfield Township Fire Department, and the Lucas County Sheriff's Office. The incident remains under investigation, and the identity of the deceased is pending an autopsy by the Lucas County Coroner's Office. And finally, Zach Galifianakis has a new Netflix series on gardening, and he's bringing a mix of sincerity and humor. This Is a Gardening Show premieres on Earth Day, April 22nd, today. There are 6 15 to 20 minute episodes. Galifianakis has been a gardener for 25 years. On the show, he explores topics like tomatoes, root vegetables, foraging, and compost with curiosity. Experts guide him and viewers through gardening techniques. There are also interactions with school kids that recall his satirical interviews with celebrities on the show Between Two Ferns. It's a blend of gardening knowledge and comedy. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.